Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is KS1BBY, activating the Walk Your Amateur Radio Association General Services Net. This net's held weekly on the weekly on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. on the 147-165 megahertz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. The FARA VHF repeater is owned and operated by the Talk Your Amateur Radio Association and uses a 167.9 hertz PL tone for access. If members or other listeners would like information, please see our website at w4va.org or send a note to farinet at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion, Q&A, regarding technical topics such as equipment hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio arts. I do not have a particular topic for this evening, so if anybody has a topic that they would like to bring up, please give me a call. It's KS1PPY.
KN4SPL.
KN4STL. Good to hear from you. What do you got for a topic tonight?
Hello, Zippy. Let's see. I was just wondering what people's New Year's resolutions and or ambitions in the radio hobby is coming up for 2022. I definitely have a few. I'm just curious what other people have in mind for the upcoming year. Back to you, KN4SPL.
Sounds good. Yeah, I think the new year calls for, or the coming up of the new year calls for New Year's resolution as a topic of discussion. So we'll go with that. Because great minds think alike, I guess. Okay, so real quick announcements. The monthly club meeting is going to be held January 13th. There is also a testing session on the 15th. And that's all I have for club news, other than getting your dues in as quickly as possible. Upcoming contests, we've got on the Christmas or on the calendar. I guess the CWQRS Christmas activity should have been wrapping up. Curious to hear if anybody got to participate in that. The January 1st starts off a whole series of contests coming through, a couple of really contests. Oh, here it is. The AGCW Happy New Year's contest starts January 1st. There's a UHF-VHF contest, also hosted by the same people. QRP contest and ARRL Kids Day is coming up January 1st and January 2nd. Good chance to get the little ones on the air. And also this weekend, there will be a SOTA Summits on the Air QRP QSO party. So be able to listen out for some of our guys that are going to be up, going up to the summits and trying to make some contacts. I think that'd be a great chance to support that activity. Does anyone else have any announcements to bring to the table before we move in? Okay, not hearing anybody for any further announcements. Let's go ahead with a round of check-ins for New Year's resolutions. I've already got KN4SPL. Please give me a call. Give me your call sign slowly and phonetically.
Kilo 4, Sierra Oscar, Oscar.
WP 7, correction. Whiskey Bravo 7, Romeo Alpha Victor.
Thanks, 14.
All right.
November 7, India, Victor, connected to W4VA. November 7, India, Victor, disconnected.
KS1PPY from KN4SPL. Thanks for running the net, Sippy. I'll keep it short. One thing for sure, I'm going to definitely do some POTA activations for sure. I did zero in 2021, so I got a good POTA station happening, so I need to put it to use. So that's one. And the other one, real quick, is no more buying wire antennas. I am going to make my own from here on out. money on antennas, and some of them are marginal at best, so maybe I can do it myself for less money. So that's what I got. So I'm going to give it back to you there, Sippy. This is KN4SPL. Back to that.
Oh, sounds good. Yeah, I have tried not to spend any money on antennas if I could, just because I didn't have the money to spend, and I can tell you it's not that hard, and the savings are definitely worth it. So sounds like a good one. K4SOO, James, go ahead.
KS1PPY and the net, this is K4SOO. Good evening, everybody, and it's been a while since I've been on, so I'll keep it short. I have two ham resolutions this coming year. The first one would be I hope to achieve my extra class, so I'm going to begin studying. I will join the nets a lot more often on Sunday and Wednesday nights. I'll have
November 7, India, Victor, connected to W4VA.
And the last one is a personal goal. I need to lose weight. So KS1PPY and the net, this is K4SOO, back to the net.
Fantabulous. I like those resolutions. I can definitely identify with them. The extra thing is something to do, and one other announcement I should have probably made is we're also looking for net controllers. So if you feel like you're going to be on the net, maybe one good way to do it would be to pick up one of the nets as net control. We definitely need more people to kind of spread the wealth. We're running thin on net controllers. WB7RAV, go ahead, give us your New Year's resolution.
Good evening, this is WB7RAV. Thanks, Sippy, for taking the net on your anniversary, so we'll make it quick. My New Year's resolution is to finish up my work all states. I've got 39 states, maybe 40 if somebody does respond soon. And so I got 10 more out west to pick up, and I'm going to get them. And then also to start whacking away at the DXCC. And I want to get to work all states. DXCC I can take my sweet time on. Other than that, nothing much else going on. WB7RAV, back to that.
Well, that still sounds like a good one. A question came to mind before I let you go completely. Is that worked all states and DXCC for a particular band or just in general? WB7RAV, KS1PPY.
I thought about that. I think for now it's going to be just in general. Then I'll start working on each band. Or
fair enough. I was curious because I meant once I got my worked all states and DXCC for one particular for the 40 meter band, I realized, oh wow, I can get it for each one of them. So I've been slowly plucking away at different bands trying to get it on there. 12 meters. So that I only have like one state left. I've got the worked all countries and. I don't know, I guess once you get the main one out of the way, you tend to drill them down into specific bands, and that can be a whole interesting resolution for the next year. This year I'm going to do it on 40 meters, or this year I'm going to do it on 30 meters. But yeah, good on you. I wish you definitive luck on that one. KX4KU, Kevin, go ahead. Give us your New Year's resolution.
KX1PPY, KX4KU in the net. My number one New Year's resolution is not to break so much as many things this year as I did the past year. So that's my number one goal. And I would like to finally get worked all states CW, but I just could never find the two, you know, Montana or Wyoming on CW. And then of course I always want to do better in the PHP. I can't break. Oh, and I just wanted to mention today during the CWTs that I do every Wednesday, I never made any contacts during CWTs with 10 meters, and I got three of them today. Arizona and Oregon and I forget what else. But 10 meters was open around, early afternoon today. So that was just kind of cool to get to work a different band for once. So the propagation's been pretty good the last few days. That's all I have for tonight. Thanks again, Sippy, for taking the time and doing the net on your 11th anniversary. Happy anniversary. Turn it back over to you. KS1PPY, KX4KU, back to net.
Well, sounds good. I find it kind of surprising that there's not more CW activity with the sunspots opening up. But, I don't know. Maybe if the season is changing, you'll be able to get those further down. Let's go for one more round of check-ins or rechecks, and see who else has joined us last minute. Please call now.
K1HTV mobile.
K6AKC.
N7IBD.
W8BT.
W4JOT.
Oh, fantastic. Everybody came out of the woodwork. I love it. let's see. We've got K1HTV added mobile, KD6AKC, N7IVV, W8BT, and W4JOT. If there's anybody I missed or any other rechecks, give me a call. Okay, hearing none, we'll jump back up. K1HTV in the mobile. What's your New Year's resolutions? Go ahead.
KS1PPY in the net, K1HTV mobile, just leaving Fauquier County and heading towards Amosville. Thanks for doing the net. I understand it's your anniversary, so congratulations. I assume it's your wedding anniversary, not your anniversary of becoming a ham. So best to you and the wife. As far as resolution, I think spend more time on the analog modes. I've been focusing greatly on the digital modes the past... since 2017, when the JT8 program came out, and focusing very heavily on the digital mode. So I probably want to focus a little bit more on the analog modes now that the band is opening up. And I've got some good antennas. I'm going to finish up the work on the tower. That means adding the 5-element 15-meter beam and adding a second 6-meter beam with a stack match, which allows me to put the antennas in and out of phase to change the vertical takeoff angle. So those are some of the antenna projects for the year. And the automatic switching as they change bands between the multiple antennas. So some technical stuff going on and operationally. And also one that's going to be very difficult to do is working the 50th state from this QTH on 6 meters. That's Alaska. I did get Hawaii, but not Alaska. And 80 meters trying to hit the 300 mark with 100 watts. I still have a dozen more countries to go, and it's going to take more than 1 year to do it. It may take the rest of my life to hit that 300 country mark on 80 meters. So I do have 300 on all bands from 40 up through 10. So, but that's after, 63 years of operations. Back to you, Sippy. This is K1HTV mobile.
They still all sound like fine pursuits, no matter how long it's taken to get there. If anybody can do it, you can. I just know it. It is the wedding anniversary, so the wife is standing in the shadows, shaking her head at me for netting on the 11th anniversary thing. But we do what we got to do. Let's see. KD6AKC, go ahead. Give us your New Year's.
Oh, good evening to that. Just thought I'd check in and say Happy New Year to everybody. And my resolution for the year is to rebuild the shack. I moved recently, so I just got piles of boxes in the garage. Need to turn that into a radio station again. So that'll keep you busy, I think. Well, that'll say 73. Happy anniversary. And back to that, KD6AKC.
Oh, yeah. I need to do more work. I really need to actually get a shack and not just a corner of the house in the room. That sounds like a good one. Good luck in getting the shack together. N7IVV, go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. I'm multitasking here in the shack. I've got antennas hooked up to the wrong radios, and so I'm I'm using EchoLink to transmit in. And anyway, New Year's resolutions. I resolved to try and think of a resolution one of these days. I tend to do resolutions about every 24 hours. So maybe planning ahead would be a good one. So at that, thanks again for picking up the net tonight. And we'll be looking for new ones for next year because, well, just fair warning. Back to you on 7RIVV.
Yep, understood. I wasn't sure what was going on with the EchoLink. I swear I turned off the announcement.
November 7, India. Victor, disconnected.
Yeah, evening, Cynthia and all the net. Brad's gone already. He disconnected while you were talking there, Cynthia. But anyway, I'm not going to go into any. I don't really generally make New Year's resolutions, but I have a few in mind, some radio-related and some not, but I won't go into the ones that are not radio-related. Radio-wise, I would like to get my my transverter operation for VHF and UHF actually really fully functional. I might have been dealt a little setback here. I just ordered some one-pole six-throw coax relays to help with that project, but it's been a couple days ago, and I have not received a shipping notification. So, and I noticed the guy, he's got a bunch of expensive equipment on his page, but the relays are pretty cheap, and he's not shipped them yet, so I don't know. I don't know if those are going to happen or not, but it would be really helpful in getting my setup going. And I've also thought about taking a dive into the world of Flex Radio, but that nothing's been ordered yet there, but got my eyes on some things. But that's about it. Maybe get a tower up, but that might be going a little too far. But because I'm going to need something to put all these VHF and UHF antennas on. But anyway, that's about it from here. Happy anniversary to you, and happy New Year to everyone else, and you as well. This is W8BT back to net.
Sounds good. Yeah, I saw something the other day talking about everything that's on back order or delayed due to shortages. So I wonder how much they're going to use that one as an excuse for your relays not getting there on time. Well, good luck to it. I hope it gets to you soon. W4JOT, go ahead.
Good evening, KS1PPY. This is W4JOT and the net. First and foremost, happy anniversary. That's definitely a milestone. I'm working on, 10 years in end of January. My resolution for this year, or for this new year, is to buckle down and get my general. I'm just in tech right now, and I want to move up and start tinkering with HF stuff. So that's my New Year's resolution, along with, as much as I hate to say it, I need to clean out the basement. But other than that, I don't have anything. So I'll say, again, happy anniversary and happy New Year to everybody. W4JOT, back to net.
And this is KS1PPY with the Wednesday Night Farah General Service Net. The general sounds like a definite good step forward. But even without the general, if you can figure out, you know, get the equipment together, you can try out the 10-meter band, which is open right now, or opening up in the last little bit with all the sunspots and whatnot. It'll give you a little bit of taste of HF, and if you do it right, you can have the equipment ready for you for when you pass your general and really get up there. But that's a whole other venture of which radio to buy and to be ready for your general. That sounds good, though. Good luck in that venture. We'll take one last round of check-ins or rechecks, and then we'll call it a night. Please give me a call.
K4SOO.
All right, we got K4SOO on the recheck. Please give us your recheck.
KS1PPY, this is K4SOO to you and the net. Just wanted to wish you a very happy anniversary. This is K4SOO listening.
Sounds good. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
This is KS1PPY for the Fairnet. Thanks to everyone for joining us. If members or other listeners would like further information, please see our website at w4va.org or send a note to Fairnet at w4va.org. Please feel free to continue discussions after I leave the repeater. We also have a UHF repeater that's little used, and we'd like to get more people talking on that if we can. But other than that, everyone have a great, safe holiday. Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you on the next time. This is KS1PPY, closing the net and returning repeater to normal operation.
November 4, Romeo, Mike, Foxtrot, connected to W4VA.
November 4, Romeo, Mike, Foxtrot, monitoring.
Kilo, Charlie, 3, Echo, Golf, connected to W4VA. Kilo, Charlie, 3, Echo, Golf, disconnected.
Romeo, Mike, Foxtrot, K4RMF, this is K1HTV, K1 Hotel, Tango, Victor.
Yeah, sorry, I missed some of your call, Tango, Victor, I got. This is November 4, Romeo, Mike, Foxtrot, name is Kevin, and located in Bryan, Texas, coming in on Echo Link. I used to live in Culpeper, so just monitoring the repeater here tonight.
Connected to W4VA.
Kevin, N4RMF, this is K1HTV, Kilo 1 Hotel, Tango Victor, in Amosville, Virginia. We may have chatted before. I remember talking to a station down there in Texas. Good to hear you on Echo Link. Good signal, good audio. It sounds like a little bit Barney sounding, like you are farther away from the microphone, and I'm hearing more of the room sound, but echoing in a large room with solid walls. Okay, the name is Rich, R-I-C-H, Rich, and I heard you first when I was mobile, just about coming up the driveway, so I thought I'd give you a call when I get inside the house, which I am in the house now, and just getting settled here after being outside, out down into downtown Warrenton for a while. So, back to you, and there's another W3 on Echo Link. Let's.
Kilo, Charlie, 3, Echo, Golf, disconnected.
I just disconnected, Rich, WAPT.
Thank you, Travis. Yeah, he checked, originally connected, then disconnected. I thought he might still be there. Okay, over to you, Kevin, N4RMF from K1HTV.
K1HTV, N4RMF. Yeah, I'm in a room. Actually, it's my office in my new house. Really haven't got it set up too well. So everything sort of echoes off the walls. My microphone's on top of my monitor, too, so it's just sort of hanging there. I don't have a headphone with a boom mic. Beautiful day here in Texas, about 80 degrees today. Just enjoying this. My family is mostly up in Iowa, and they're all talking about how cold it is and maybe some snow. I heard Virginia's probably, 50s, 60s, so you guys are doing pretty good as well. But January and February are coming. And I remember well that that's the snow time for everybody. So today was our anniversary. My wife and I celebrated 37 years today and had a nice lunch and a little bit out in town, and we came back home this afternoon and took naps. So that's kind of the life of a retired guy. K1HTV, N4RMF.
Kevin, N4RMF, K1HTV. Well, congratulations on 37 years of wedded bliss. And you're the second one I wish happy anniversary to today. We just finished up a net, 8 o'clock Eastern time every Wednesday and Sunday. We have a net here on the repeater. And the net control tonight was KS1PPY, Sippy, and he and his wife are celebrating their 11th anniversary. So two anniversaries, and wishing two anniversaries within a half an hour of each other. Very good. Hopefully you have many, many more. Okay, and the temperature down there in around 80. Yeah, it's been in the 50s, mid-50s. Christmas was warm. It was around 70 degrees. Very, very unusual. But as you said, wait till January, February. I think February is probably our worst month for snow. And when the snow's in March, it doesn't last that long. But we are due for a big one. We have not had a big one in a number of years, so we'll see if this is going to be the big year. Anyway, time to take my shoes off, take it easy, maybe watch a little TV, and then maybe get up early, work some DX on the low bands. Been chasing DX on 40 in the morning, and again in the evening, early evening around 4:30 to 5:30, I should say 4 o'clock to about 5:30, there's an opening on 40 meters by a long path to Asia. It had a very good luck. Worked about a half a dozen JA stations in a Indonesian station today on 40, so it was a good DX day on 40. N4RMF. This is K1HTV.
K1HTV, N4RMF. That's amazing to reach Indonesia on 40. A lot of the guys around here have been complaining that the lower bands are kind of dead and not much going on, especially in the mornings or afternoons on the higher bands. But every once in a while it pops open. But that's cool to hit an Indonesian. And enjoy that. I haven't got the HF stuff up yet. Just VHF and UHF here. And I still got to work with the HOA to figure out how to get something outside the house. And not something I was anticipating when I bought this home. I thought some of the regulations I was reading would have allowed me to have a very small tower behind the house that wasn't visible from the front, but they seem to not want that either. So we'll have to figure out something else and make some things happen. Anyway, Rich, appreciate your call back, and hope you have a good evening. K1HTV, N4RMF.
Hey, Kevin, N4RMF, K1HTV. Well, nice chatting with you again, and good luck with the HOA, and good luck in getting up some stealth antennas, maybe, if you can get any trees or anything on the outside where you can run some stealth antennas to some wires. I've got wires, even like number 14, going from tree to tree, and I can't even see them from here on the ground. So wires get kind of hidden with the trees in the background. So if you have some trees, you could always run some wires up a tree, either vertical with some ground radials. That's a great DX antenna. Otherwise, you're stuck with inside antennas, and that can make for noise. Although if you're going to run a noise, if you're going to use an antenna inside on the attic, for instance, could work transmit quite well, but not hear very well because of the noise in the house. Guys have used outside active verticals as the receive antennas, or even loops on the ground. It's amazing what you can hear with a bog of a beverage on the ground or a loop on the ground. Hear a lot better than an antenna right at the house. So there's always options there. Anyway, take care, Kevin. I'll see you. See you again. Happy New Year, and good to chat with you again. We'll see you on the repeater again. It's good to talk to another guy from Culpeper. I'm in the tip of Culpeper County up here. My name is Phil. 73 and for RMF down there in Texas. This is K1HTV in Amosville. 73.
Yep, 73, Rich. Have a good night.
KPT, K1HTV. Still there, Travis?
Yeah, I'm still here, Rich.
Well, you're going to get a tower. You're going to see Terry about some of that 1,000 feet of tower he has on the ground. Maybe get a few, three, four, or five of them up in the air.
I would be just glad to get one up in the air. I'm just still in the thought process of where to put them. I've got two pine trees right next to my house that I think really need to go, but I've got to convince my dad that they need to go. And not only are they in the way of me putting up a tower, they also shed a bunch of needles and pine cones on the roof and clog the gutters and do other nasty stuff. But yeah, I guess I should get in touch with Terry. He mentioned something about loaning me a lift of sorts, at least for pulling engines and stuff that he's got, that he wants to basically kind of get rid of, but not get rid of, but on permanent loan. So I got to get together with Terry and see what that's all about. I'm not sure if that's up in Winchester or in Haymarket.
Not sure where that might be, but I know he's got a lot of tower. I think the tower may be up at W4RX's, although he may have some at his house, which I'm sure he'll want to get rid of when he moves up to the Winchester area. Yeah, see him now when it's available. And even if you put him aside for future raising, get at least 50 feet of it if you can get that up in the air. The 6-meter beam I have around the porch, when you're ready for it, it can come down and you can take, you'll have a yourself a 6-element beam for 6 meters. And again, thanks for all the work you've done here to help get the tower up and the antennas up, et cetera. So whenever you're ready, we'll take it down. Just bend it over, take it apart. I think if you took it apart, you'll get a better feel for, you know, how it goes back together again. So when you're ready, come on down. We'll lower it, and you can take it away and get ready to raise it and make some real noise on 6 meters. WABT, K1HTV.
K1HTV, WABT. I actually just sent you a note about that. I was wondering if Friday afternoon would be good.
I should be here Friday. Trying to think what's going on Friday. I think Friday looks good. Yeah, that's. I haven't read my email for a number of hours, so. Yeah, let's do a Friday. Have you seen the weather forecast for Friday?
Actually, I think Friday, I don't think there's supposed to be any rain, not until after dark or anything. But it'd be Friday afternoon. I'm planning on spending New Year's Eve at a friend's house down in Culpeper, so you're kind of on the way. So just make a little bit longer trip through Warrenton, but yeah, that would work out for me. I could. Yeah, you know, and I'll bring a Sharpie to mark where everything's at on the boom, and I've always found that to work out well.
Very good. Yeah, I just checked the Alexa app, and it said 54, partly sunny, so it should be good. It should have good weather. Yeah, it won't take that long to take it down. And yeah, good. Bring a Sharpie, mark it. You probably want to redo the match or put a better ballon. I think I've got a. I'm not sure if I got a coax ballon up there, but it's. Old coax, if it's a coax ballon. You've got a impedance bridge. You can probably match it so you know looks halfway decent as far as impedance at the part of the band you want. And I'm sure I've got the book on it somewhere, so I'll give you all the dimensions that they suggest for different parts of the band. Of course, you're going to be resonant probably at 50.300, where most of the activity is, but if you resonate about 200, you'll probably be able to hit sideband and the digital mode. So, anyway, yeah, Friday looks good. We'll take it down, and then I can put up maybe some satellite antennas on the deck on that bend over rotator and mast. So, anyway, take care. We'll see you Friday. Give me a call ahead of time just to make sure that nothing crazy has happened here. WABT, K1HTV.
Okay, Rich. Yeah, I will do. I want to make sure. My dad was, he had a little bit of a fever last night, and it's kind of dissipated today, so kind of want to make sure, see how the next day or two goes, make sure nobody's sick or anything, because I think Saturday I'm planning on going down to Elkton to see my mom, and just want to make sure, you know, I'm not carrying anything, but he was going to go get tested today, but you know, minimum of 2-hour wait everywhere. So hopefully he starts feeling better tomorrow and I don't start feeling bad. But anyway, I'll let you know on Friday how everything looks and hope to see you then. K1HTV, WABT.
Hey, Travis, well, hope your dad feels better and that you don't catch the bug. But we'll see you Friday if all goes well, and we'll take down the 6-meter Yagi and stow it away for future installation at the WABT QTH. 73 WABT, this is K1HTV Clear, and I'll be monitoring.
Okay, Rich. Yeah, in the note I mentioned that the January contest is coming up quickly, so hopefully I'd like to have it on the air by then. But anyway, 73, have a good night. WABT, I'll be clear.
November 4, Romeo, Mike, Foxtrot, disconnected.